Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We are now studying Masechet Kiddushin at our on Daf Zayin Amud Bet, exactly in the middle of the Amud. Rava will ask a question. We're going to have questions that follow upon them, which deal with the issue of the Pruta in Kiddushin and how we understand the Kinyan Kes of Kiddushin. Boy Rava, he asked the following question. We've already established that you need to shove a pruta, and that there is no half kiddushin for a woman. A woman can't be half mekudeshet. What if a fellow says to a man who has two daughters who are underage, and therefore he has the right to mekadesh them, I want to mekadesh both your daughters to my two sons, bepruta. Mahu. Bata note nu mekabel azlinan. Do we look at the pruta vis-a-vis the giver and the receiver, and there is a pruta for kiddushin? Or perhaps we look at the mikadesh and mitkadesh for haleka. There's only a pruta between two sets of kiddushin, so one of them certainly has less than a pruta. The answer is teiku. We don't have a solution to it. Boy Rav Papa. So Rav Papa then asked the following question. Bitcha ufaratcha bepruta. If a man, again, speaking to a father who has a child, a daughter of that age, says, I'm Mekadosh your daughter, and I want to buy your para, and it's for a pruta. Mahu, how do we interpret that? Minan bitcha b'chatzi pruta, faratcha b'chatzi pruta, that he's trying to make a kinyan, half of the pruta for the kiddushin and half for the para, which means neither is valid. Odilma bitcha b'pruta, faratcha b'mashicha. Maybe he means, and we should interpret it as being an efficient and effective statement, which is your daughter bepruta and the para through another kinyan of Mashiach. The answer again is teiku. By Ravashi. So in the next generation, Ravashi asks, this is generation after generation, bitcha v'karka acha bepruta. And this is parallel to the previous question. Mahu. What if he says, I want to be mekadesh your daughter and buy your karka for pruta? Bitcha v'chatzi pruta v'karka acha v'chatzi pruta. Perhaps he means each for a half, which means either one is, neither is good. Or dilma bitcha v'pruta v'karka acha v'chazaka. Same thing as her papa. Perhaps he meant the daughter of Bipruta, and the karkal, like a kinyan chazaka. Again, teiku. Now we have a particular case that's going to lead us to a machloket about the nature of shavah kesef. Hahu gavra da'akdish bishirai. There was a fellow who was mekadesh a woman with some silk. Rabba amar lo tzvichi shuma. Rabba said there was no need to appraise the silk in advance. Rav Yosef amar tzvichi shuma. Rav Yosef says there was. Now, if the fellow said to her, I'm being mekadesh you with some silk, and not specifying an amount, so according to this first version, everybody agrees that there's no need for an appraisal, because after all, she accepted whatever there's there. If, on the other hand, he said, I'm being mekadesh you for 50 zuz worth of silk, and it turns out that it's not worth that, then everybody agrees, halo shavu, that they're not worth it, it's not worth it, and therefore the kinyan's no good. Kipligi, when is there machloket? Damar chamshin v'shavu chamshin. When he said, I'm being mekadesh you for 50 zuz worth of silk, and it turns out to be that it's worth that. Rabba mar lo tzrichi shuma. So Rabba says there's no need for an appraisal. Tashavu chamshin, because after all, it turned out to be worth 50. Rav Yosef amar tzrichi shuma. Yosef says there is a need. Since a woman herself was not expert in the appraisal, therefore she's not relying on it, meaning that she is not assuming that this value is really there, and therefore, in her mind, she's really not getting 50, even though it turns out to be 50. Alright, that's version 1. Version 2, Ikadamri behold the Hunami Pligi. The machloket really is, even in, if there was no amount stated, he just said, here is some silk. Why? Because Rabba's position is clear. There's no need for a shuma because, after all, she didn't expect any particular amount of money. She just saw some silk. What you see is what you get. Rav Yosef Mar Shava Kesef Ariko Chesef. Here's his argument. Shava Kesef is an extension of Kesef. Ma Kesef Tekich, just like Kesef has a set amount of money, whatever money is printed on the coin or the value of the coin, Av Shava Kesef Namidekayit. So Shava Kesef also has to have a set, recognizable and measurable amount. Now, I'm Rav Yosef Menami Nalah, and I can prove it to you. How do I know? D'tanya, in the parsha of Eved Ivri, that an Eved Ivri can free himself, mikesef miknato, he can pay back, prorated, the amount that he was bought for. And what's the drasha? B'chesef u'niknav eno nikna b'tfuah v'kelim. That means that he can only be purchased for kesef and not with goods. So what kind of goods are we talking about that don't work? You tell me they don't work at all? The next two words are yashiv gulato. He can pay back. Why does it say this word yashiv? Amrachmana l'rabot shava kesef kechesef, to tell you that you can use produce or not things that aren't money for their value. So clearly you can use them in some sense. And if you're talking about tefuah v'kelim that just aren't worth a shava pruta, so my year of tefuah v'kelim, why mention goods? Afilu kesef nami, even kesef doesn't work if it's less than shava pruta. It must be, the only thing left is, alav de'ipu shava pruta, there must be shava pruta, v'kelim into lo kaitzilo, since we don't have a set amount on them, there you can't use them. So Rav Yosef says, you see from here, that you cannot use shava kesef unless it has a clear, determined amount of value. V'idach, what will Rabbi answer? Hachikamar, here's how he'll explain the Braita about the Eved Ivri. Betorat kesef unikne. It means that an Eved Ivri has to be bought through a kinyan of kesef. Ve'en unikne betorat tefuah v'chelim, as opposed to the kinyan normally associated with goods, which is umayniyu chalipin. In other words, you can use goods, but you have to use them as value, not as symbolic for chalipin. Now, that works except for the following problem, Rav Nachman. There are peirot avdi chalipin, whose opinion is that you cannot use peirot for chalipin. Therefore, he could not explain the braita that way. Ma'ika lememar, how would he explain the braita according to Rabba? We're going to go back and say he disagrees with Yosef's assumption. The tefuah v'kelim we're talking about are tefuah v'kelim that are worth less than a shava pruta. Anything worth more than a shava pruta is kesef, and I don't need to know the exact amount, and that's fine. With the comrade might hear you tefuah v'kelim, so then your question was, why pick on tefuah v'kelim? Even kesef, afilu kesef nami, even kesef, if it's less than shava pruta, doesn't work. The answer is lo mibaya kamar, that the braita is picking the less obvious example. Why? Lo mibaya kesef, certainly kesef. The ipe shava pruta ini lo lo, resh shava pruta, fine, if it's less, it's less. About tefuah v'kelim, produce, and vessels, and clothes, etc., Amai would think, since the benefit is immediately accessible. You don't get money, and then to get money, you have to go buy something with it. When it comes to a tefuah v'kelim, you get the benefit immediately. You can eat it right away. You can dress with them right away. So gamar makne b'nafshe, perhaps the person is makne himself, like the eved is makne himself because he got this thing, even though it's less than shava pruta, but he got the benefit immediately. So kamash malan, therefore, the drasha v'lo b'tefuah v'kelim has tell you that even tefuah v'kelim has to be shava pruta. Right, so Rabba would explain it that way, and thus skirt the claim by Rav Yosef that Shava Kesef has to have a clear value, just like Kesef. Now, I'm Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef has another proof. How do I know that Shava Kesef has to be clearly valuated? Menami, Nalatatanya, Egel Zelapidion Bni, if a fellow gives a Kohen a calf for Pidyon HaBen, Talid Zelapidion Bni, or a jacket, Lomar Klum, it doesn't work. But if he says, I'm giving you this calf that's worth 5 slaim, which is the amount for pidyon ben, or talit zuba chamish slaim pidyon ben, same thing with a jacket, then b'no padui, it works. Now, hi pidyon hechidami, what's the case? If you think that the thing isn't really worth 5, call kamine. Since when do you have the ability to just artificially trump up the price and say, yeah, it's worth 5, and the coin accepts it? I love afagam deshavi. It must be we're talking about a calf that really is worth 5. And since in the first phrasing you didn't put an amount with it, you just said take this calf, even though it's really worth 5, it's no good. What's the retort to Rav Yosef? Lo, liolam nelo shavu. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about a calf that's worth less and a jacket that's worth less. Chagon nekabel kohen ilave. We're talking about a case where the Kohen says, to me it's worth it. So if the guy says, take this calf, it's no good. It's only worth 3 or 2. But if he says, take this calf as 5, and the Kohen says, to me it's worth 5, then it's good. And we have an example of that. Kehad Rav Kahana Shakil Sudra Mibbe Pidyon HaBen. Rav Kahana was obviously Kohen, accepted a turban, which is worth far less than 5, for Pidyon HaBen. And that was good because to him, he needed a turban. Think about what it's like on a sunny day, a very fiercely sunny day, and you're driving somewhere. How much you would pay for sunglasses. You'd pay a lot more in that circumstance than you'd perhaps normally pay. Amar le didi chazi li chamesh slime. And Rav Kahana said, to me, it's worth 5 slime. Now, there's a note to that. Amar Rashi, lo amran ela kigon Rav Kahana. That's only true about somebody like Rav Kahana, Tegava Rabahu. He is a great man. Umbayle le sudra resha. He can't walk around without a sudra on his head. So evidently, he got to the Pidyon HaBen gathering, or they came to him, and he had lost his turban, or he needed a turban. And so therefore, for him, it was worth a lot. That's why I gave the example of sunglasses, something that on the spot for that particular person is a great need. Well, kuli amalo, but a person can't just say, ah, to me it's worth five, just to kind of make nice. It's got to be somebody who really, there's a clear and demonstrable need, even though it's subjective. Ki'anam Ravashi zavan sudra mi'ime deraba mikuvi. Ravashi's son bought a turban from it's not the famous rabba, from his mother, Shavi Asar Betleisar. It was worth 10, he bought it for 13, because he needed to have a turban, and therefore, to him, it was worth it. Okay, the next piece. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hid kanchi li b'maneh. Let's say that a fellow says to a girl, b'mitkadesh to me with 100. V'natam la dinar, he gave her 100 coins, he gave her 1 coin. Harezim u'kodeshet, the kiddushin take place immediately. If after that first coin is given, she accepts kiddush from someone else, has nothing to it. V'yashlim, and now he just has a pair, the other 99, he owes it to her. My time, what's the reason? Kevan damar la maneh, since he said 100, v'yayv ladino, and then he gave her the first one. Keman damar la manat dami. It's as if he said almanat, meaning, be mekadesh to me with this first coin, almanat that I give you the rest. What's the halacha? We saw this in Gittin, in the second half of Gittin, over and over, especially in the seventh parak. Whenever you say almanat, what you're really saying is the kinyan happens now, and it will retroactively become valid when I fulfill the condition.
If a guy says to a girl, "Bimitkadesh to me with 100," and he's counting them out, 1, 2, 3, etc., either one of them wants to change their mind, even until the last coin, harashut biyado, they can change their mind, which means kiddushin don't happen until the end. So Rabbi Elazar's ruling seems to be challenged. So Achma Askinu, what's the case in the Braita? Da Amar B'manezu. He didn't say 100. He said this 100, which means he's now specifying that it's the entire 100 that make the Kenyan. So that won't work because Hamid is safe of B'manezu. The safe of that Braita, which we'll see in a minute, explicitly uses Manezu. So Reish Manestam, that must be that the Reisha was Mane without Zu, just 100 as opposed to this 100. The Katani Sefer, what does the Sefer read? Amar Lait Katshali Manezu, if he says, Bimir Kadesh with this 100, some Manachesu Dinar, and if it turns out there was only 99, O Dinar Shon Lachoshet, or a copper coin, and one of them was a copper coin, Einam Kudeshet, they're supposed to be silver. Dinar Ra, if it was a silver coin, but it was a deficient silver coin, Harezu Mekudeshet, the value, the Kedushin are good, V'yachlif, but he has to switch that coin for a proper coin. The main point that we see, we'll go revisit that in a minute, but the main point that we see is that the Seifa, the second half of that Braita, explicates Manezu, giving us the impression that the Reisha was Manestam, and we still have a contradiction to Rabbi Elazar, a challenge to Rabbi Elazar, because in the case of Manestam, we said the Kiddushin aren't valid till the end, and Rabbi Elazar said they're valid immediately, and everything else is just a debt. Well, Reisha was Seifa Damar Manezu. No, the Reisha is also Manezu. He's pointing at saying this 100. Uprusha kemefarish. The Seifa is simply explaining the Reisha. It's not giving a different case, but rather it's explaining. Ratzachan mi'an lachzor filibidin achron arshut biyado. When you said monestam, then either one can change their mind. Sorry, when you said monezu, either one can change their mind, even at the end. Ketzad can go on damarlav monezu. That only works if you said monezu. So the Seifa is now filling in the information that the Reisha didn't give us, as opposed to giving a different case. We try to support that read by saying, because if you think that the Reisha was a case of manestam, meaning you just said 100 without saying this 100, think about this. If when you say, I'm being mechadesh you for 100, the kiddushin aren't valid until you give all 100, but manazu and baya, then do you have to tell me that when you say this 100, it's not valid until you give the whole thing? That's obvious. So it must be that the Reisha and Seifa are both manazu. Otherwise, the Reisha makes the Seifa unnecessary. So the answer is, Imishum Halo Irya. That's not a good proof. You may be right, but that's not a good proof. Why? Tana Seifa the Gli Reisha, because I could argue that the Tana put Manezu in the Seifa to tell me what the Reisha was about. Shalo Tomar Reisha Manezu. So you wouldn't make the mistake of thinking what we actually do think, that the resha is manazu, of manestam havu kiddushin, but if you're in a regular case of mana, the kiddushin are valid. That's, in other words, that's a counter that I could have to your last bit of support, of saying, we have to say that the resha is also manazu, because if the resha were manestam, then manazu becomes obvious and unnecessary. So we say that's not a proof, because it could be that the resha is manestam, and the seifa has to say manazu to tell me that manestam also doesn't work. So Tana Seif manazu, Michlad the resha manestam, afilu hachlo avi kudushin. Now that, of course, not the reasoning we accept. In the end, we say that the bright is all manazu, and Rabbi Loza's reading is manestam, which means practically, if you say I'm a kaddish you for $1,000, and you start giving $10 bills, the minute she gets the first bill, or the coin, let's say, then the kudushin are valid, and the rest is a debt. But if you say I'm being a kaddish you with this $1,000, and you show her the pot, then each coin you give, the kudushin are not valid until you give the entire bit. And you could change your mind. Either could change your mind until that point. Rav Ashi has a different take on the difference between the Braitot. Remember that in the Braita, it was Moneva Holech, right? In other words, he touched Lee with 100, whether it's Stam 100 or this 100, and then he's counting them out. Here's 1, here's 2, etc. That's one thing. As opposed to Rav Elazar's case, where you said he'd touched Lee Bimone, and he only gave her a dinar. So far. And now we don't want to know what to do. A guy says it catches him money. She gets excited about it. He comes over to her house. He gives her one dinar and then leaves. And now she comes to the rabbi and says, what's the story? Am I mikudeshet or not? Says, yeah. Why? Rav Ashi amar moneva holech shani. When you're counting it out, as in the Braita, that's different. The dat akule. Then your dat is really on the whole thing because you're counting out. Counting out means you're counting towards an expected number. Now, parenthetically, in that Braita, we said that a copper coin is no good. Hai dinar shel nechoshet echidami, idu yada be, if she knows that it's there, hasavar kibla, she accepted it. Lo tzricha du yohave niyale b'leilya, it could be a case where he gave it to her at night, she didn't see it. Inami shtakach le'beni zuzi, or she didn't see it among all the zuzim, and later on she was looking through and found one of them not to be silver. Now, hai dinar ra hang chidami, the dinar ra, the bad coin that we said, the kiddushin are valid, but he has to switch it. What's the case? If it's a coin that can't be used, nobody will accept it. That's just like a copper coin. It's not accepted as a silver coin. It's accepted, but it's not so easy, meaning that a few merchants will accept it. Merchants that are desperate perhaps will accept it. But it's not something that goes in every shuk. And therefore, indeed, the kiddushin are valid, but he does owe her a proper dinar and has to switch it. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up at the bottom of Daf Chet Amud Aleph in the next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful day.